Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
So there's a story about Ernest Hemingway that he was in a bar and friends made him a bet. Could the master of pared-down fiction write a story in 6 words? As the story goes, he did. It went, "For sale, baby shoes, never worn."
An entire universe of human experience in just 6 words. That was one source of inspiration for several Boston writers who set themselves their own challenge. The group's called Writers Anonymous, and they meet weekly at the Sevens Pub at 77 Charles Street at 7 p.m. Lots of sevens there, so you get the picture. The members of Writers Anonymous challenged each other to write as many 7-word stories as they could. The result is the new book, Seven at the Sevens, a collection of 7-word stories, memoirs, and poems. And recently I dropped by the Sevens to find out just how many stories the group could tell.
I love and I do not care. My name is Michael Turgeon, one of the co-writers of Seven at the Sevens.
I've had enough irony. Give me steelery.
I'm Jen Flynn, one of the writers.
Dying of loneliness and no one knows.
Hi, my name is Raji Idiathmangalam, and I'm one of the co-authors of Seven at the Sevens.
Granddaddy of them all is Ernest Hemingway's 6-word story, right?
Yep.
I mean, I actually find it to be astoundingly moving, too.
Yep.
It's for sale, baby shoes, never worn. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
It's so heartbreaking, you know, because it conjures up such a vivid and terrible picture of loss and grief and all of that wrapped into these tiny words that on the page amount to so much more than their individual parts. That was the jumping off point for this, and it was Michael's inspiration.
And this is actually one from the not-so-anonymous. Once we believe, we can risk curiosity. E.E. Cummings.
Cramming it all in and perpetually late.
I'm going to... The next one is, I leave myself everywhere I go. How profound can one be? The concept of less is more. Is that one can be very witty, very imaginative, and very, very profound in just 7 words.
I mean, I think they are a sketch that allows the reader to really fill in the picture and imagine themselves, for themselves, a world in which this might take place, or a situation in which they may have felt some of these things, or they are really just this little kernel of an idea that we hope will allow the reader to really expand upon it in their mind.
Fortunately, art is a community effort endeavoring. Allen Ginsberg.
Been kissing frogs for years. No prince.
I love that one. I'm recyclable. Been used over and over.
I am curious. So do you write these 7-word stories by starting with something bigger and then paring down word by word until you get to sort of the 7 most essential words? Or is it a reductive or an additive process?
I think, I think for me, I would say that a lot of times it just hit me. So you sort of let this 7-word idea foment in your head, and subconsciously, you know, it becomes you.
You know, one of my 7-word memoirs is grasping the weight one word can hold. And it can be applied to 7-word memoirs. It meant something different to me. My best friend had learned that she was pregnant with her first child and learned that it had no kidneys and would not survive beyond birth. And she was waiting to figure out what might happen and was waiting for a yes or a no. And I was thinking about the power of that word and how it would change her life.
I learned a great deal from listening, Ernest Hemingway.
He liked her and he liked me.
Cell phone died, so did social life.
It's a similar idea to a haiku, right? You have to really find a way to express as much as you can, as simply and with as little as you can. Now, while that's a very attractive idea, it's excruciatingly painful.
It is. I am so glad you said that, because I'll tell you why. Because I am trying to find the first person who's going to say it before I do. And the reason being, it is not easy.
Did it feel like something of an antidote to information excess that we're all living in the modern age?
It's my kind of work, actually. I try to hide from Facebook. I try to hide from everything. I just feel overwhelmed and bombarded by what's around us. And so to just sit there, open a page, and see seven words, and you just let your mind just dance all over the place, or just have a quiet time with yourself, I think it's wonderful.
Here's one about Facebook that I absolutely love. It's, someday I'll actually be my Facebook profile.
Seven words, perfect length for Twitter, and yet you have published a book. You self-published a book as the group. You took a very old school route. You put it in paper.
When we set out to do this project, we never knew exactly what would happen and what would materialize. But I think our goal was we wanted to do something that would solidify us, our time together forever, so that no matter where we went, no matter where we go on from here, that we would have something concrete that we could hold in our hand.
Okay, I have an idea right now.
Yes.
We should create a new hashtag for Twitter. Like hashtag seven words.
Yeah.
We can get our listeners right now who are listening to start submitting their own over Twitter.
Oh, that would be fabulous. That would be fabulous.
Okay, listeners, so we now have this new idea that we want to continue this project and make it live online a little bit through the power of Radio Boston's listeners. So we got a new hashtag, hashtag seven words, right? Seven written out. I've just decided that. So S-E-V-E-N words. For you, having gone through this exercise of trying to find those seven perfect words, I mean, how has it changed you as a writer?
By going through the process of creating these seven-word memoirs, you really have to be so focused and figure out what's essential and what you want to say.
And Mark Twain actually had something that he said that was very fitting to this. You know, the difference between the right word and the almost right word is the difference between the ladybug and lightning.
Yeah, it is true. And you know, the difference between almost the right word and the right word has gotten me into trouble many a times.
That's very Twain of you, actually, is it not?
You
and Huckleberry Finn.
That's exactly the kind of writers that Writers Anonymous has.
Michael Turgeon, Jen Flynn, and Raji Idiathmungalam are all members of Writers Anonymous. Their new book is Seven at the Sevens.
By the way, we've already gotten some good Twitter submissions to our seven words hashtag. Boston EMS tweeted, "Summer in Boston, forgot the lotion, red." And Craig Time sent, "He fired, he missed, she did not." Keep writing. Remember, it's hashtag seven words.
That's it for today. Tomorrow, you can sell your old CDs for money, so why not the MP3s you buy online? That's the business model of Cambridge-based Redigi, and Capitol Records is taking them to court. We'll take a look at that tomorrow.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangleatboston.com. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.